From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iraqi special forces neared the eastern city limits of Mosul Monday, tightening the noose as the offensive to retake the Islamic State group stronghold entered its third week. Forces from the Elite Counterterrorism Service, or CTS, faced mortar fire as they pushed from the Christian town of Bartala towards Mosul. The Lieutenant Colonel Mutahard al-Shamari said that the CTS had captured Bazaya and that if tonight everything is secured, they'll be about 700 meters from Mosul. A rebel assault to break the siege of Syria's Aleppo slowed Monday amid fierce resistance from regime forces as the UN said it was appalled by opposition fire on civilians. Meanwhile, Syrian opposition activists are calling on the UN and the international community to push for the release of tens of thousands of detainees in Syria. Lisa Schlein reports.
Member of the Syrian opposition's High Negotiations Committee, Khaled Kodja, tells VOA the release of detainees in Syria is a crucial confidence-building measure in the peace process.
Making progress in this file, in detainees file, will help us to improve the negotiation process and shift toward political solution with the other confidence-building measures like breaking the siege and providing humanitarian aid for the Syrian people.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Lebanon's parliament on Monday elected former General Michel Aoun president. It ends a vacuum and political stalemate of more than 2 years. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and U.K. Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson met in London Monday in a bid to try to break Libya's political stalemate. Monday's session comes after the U.N.-backed Libyan government's failure to win legitimacy amid deep political fragmentation. Kerry and Johnson were joined by Libya's designated prime minister as well as other diplomats. The campaigns for Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are still managing the fallout after FBI Director James Comey told members of Congress that the Bureau has reopened its investigation into Clinton's emails. Comey said information had turned up in an unrelated investigation of former Congressman Anthony Weiner, the estranged husband of Clinton aide Uma Abedin. More than 100 Syrian refugees departed Athens' international airport, bound for Finland Monday. It's part of the European Relocation Program. This is the director of the Asylum Service.
We are now in a position to register every day 200, almost 200.
She says they're in a position now to relocate almost 200 candidates. That's about 1,000 a week. She said they'll be able to live their lives in another European country. Meanwhile, speaking at the airport, Greece's migration minister said some European member states are not fulfilling their obligations. Meanwhile, a police operation began Monday in a Paris migrant camp that has resurged in recent weeks in a new challenge to the French government's efforts to tackle the migrant crisis. Paris police and regional officials say the operation is not an evacuation, but it's aimed at verifying migrants, documents, and sanitary conditions in their cluster of tents. Shikali Mirzai is an Afghan immigrant. He disagrees.
Where is he sleeping, these people?
He says the morning police came. People were thinking that they would give him a house, a camp, but they took the tent. Where are these people going to sleep? He goes, it's very cold. It isn't a life, it's an animal life. Footage showed migrants pushing back against shields of riot police at the scene in northern Paris. Italian authorities said Monday they were taking care of more than 15,000 people left homeless by the country's most powerful earthquake in nearly 40 years. Sunday's 6.6 magnitude tremor did not result in any deaths. However, it did leave thousands of homes in ruins or structurally unsafe. This is the country's prime minister.
Noi ricostruiremo tutto.
Prime Minister Matteo Renzi vowed to rebuild houses, churches, and businesses. Many had already fled the area after the August 24th earthquake that killed nearly 300. Two strong aftershocks shook the area on Wednesday. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.